This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Broker and owner of Remix, but this Philip Schoeman is in the building for Property Speaking today.
Yeah, and it's been a while since we've had conversations around careers and the likes. Today we're going to do that. We are looking in the property sector. You know, in almost every estate or every complex, there's just that one old man who lives in the back. You know, it takes care of the yard, takes care of the garden, keeps the yard tidy and all of that. And we're just wondering if that is what property management is all about. Is that what it is? Or is there more to it? Is there even a potential career, you know, as a property manager? Do you see yourself as that old man at the back of a complex? Philip, good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. You say you got a dream, eh?
that's the life.
Life goals.
So the difference between a property manager and a caretaker, what's that?
Okay, so I think let's firstly differentiate. There's actually two types of property management.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Firstly, you have a property manager which would run portfolios for and on behalf of investors or owners.
Oh.
Handling leases, renewals, tenant vetting, tenant placing, invoicing, ensuring that the rental comes in, compliance with legal bodies, all of this. That's property manager. Not to be confused with a management agent. A management agent is a legal requirement from a body corporate point of view. Now it's a different ball game. You got to look after complexes specifically, how the trash gets removed, how the maintenance of the complex is done, who pays the electricity bills, who pays the security guard to the gates.
Oh, and even perhaps take care of the caretaker, like manage the caretaker.
Yes, taking care of the caretaker, okay. Exactly. Then the caretaker is, in some complexes, is that old worm chilling at the back. He usually gets a discount on his levies because he looks after the place.
Yeah.
You know, and this is why, this is the positive spin-off. So this is why, and they generally tend to do most of the work on site. If you have a caretaker, I've been part of a couple of complexes, and the ones with a caretaker run way better than the ones without a caretaker.
So maybe let's look at...
I wouldn't call it a goal, though.
With the two that you've mentioned, you said property
manager. And a management agent.
And a management agent.
Yes.
Now, in terms of the one that would be responsible for managing the actual properties, I know you gave the description, but I just want to make sure that I got you correctly. You know, what are the key things that responsibility, where would it fall?
So think more of a rental agent being the property manager.
Okay.
Okay, dumbed it down very much.
Okay.
And this is the person who's going to make sure there's always a tenant in and that you get paid.
Okay.
Then there's the property the management agent who's going to ensure that the overall aesthetic quality of the complex remains intact. The bills get paid, the water gets paid, so that no services are cut. That's also a legal requirement. You could manage your property yourself, although I'd highly,
you've told us about that. At this point, we know.
It can start making sense if you have 10 properties or more that you want to manage yourself. But a management agent takes a whole different qualification and a different courses. You also need to be registered with the community schemes for Ombud. Community schemes are Ombud.
But something about
the National Association of Management Agents. There's a couple of extra things and a couple of extra compliance regulations that you also need to, oversee.
Let's say, for example, in a company like yours, is it possible to sort of like combine the two things and make them one?
Yes, 100%. We've actually tried starting body corporates, but what I've realized is that the juice ain't worth the squeeze.
Okay.
You know, it's a very somber job. And, you know, the qualifications, the hoops and the loops you've got to jump through, it only starts making sense once you manage at least 100 properties.
Wow.
But what you find is, as soon as you get to 150, you must now making profit. No, now you need to scale. You need to add another administrator. So you tend to, this only really becomes profitable if you are large at managing body corporates.
And
for that matter, this is also why most body corporates are run inefficiently, is because, you know, the people can't really make a decent living off that. in Limpopo.
Oh.
Gauteng is a different story. People continuously complain about how high the levies are there versus the same complex, same type of complex in Limpopo would cost you way less on management. And, you know, obviously, this is also why some complexes or most complexes are really not managed well. So we tried moving into that space and we are still going to at some point, but, you know, it's a legal hassle. It's definitely more profitable to be on the property management side, but it also depends. Are you good at building relationships? Are you good at problem solving? Because, you know, these are key characteristics that are required for somebody in property.
So, I mean, you've mentioned some of the qualities. If someone is sitting here considering a career in property management, what kind of person would you advise to?
So firstly, I would not advise you to go and study this at Varsity. Because you're going to come in, you're not going to know anything.
Sure.
You need to definitely, you know, learn it from the ground up. It's a on-the-job kind of training type thing.
Okay.
Work for a salted management agent or a salted property manager, and then you will learn way more than you would learn from a degree point of view. Plus, you'll make money from day one.
So
the type of people, it could be either introverted or extroverted. A lot of introverts say that I can't do this, I can't sell property, I can't. A lot of people click, you know, the buyer or the owner is an extrovert, so he will click probably better with an introverted, financially aligned acumen type person. I'm not that type of person. I would need to rent in that skill. I'm better at building relationships and closing deals. You know, I'm also good at organizing and problem solving, but that's not what I want to do with the entirety of my day. So if you're that type of person that wants to get stuck in, likes helping people solve problems, building relationships, you're strong at financial acumen, organization skills are key. And, you know, sticking to what you say, not under-promising and over-delivering, that kind of thing.
Okay. Someone is saying, a message saying, yo, guys, rent is expensive in Gauteng. I miss working in Polokwane.
Well, the statistic actually, to the listener, you know, Limpopo actually saw second highest growth provincially from all the provinces. Limpopo went up by 22.7%. I think I've mentioned this before. So this means you rented for 10 grand in December. Now you'd be renting for 12. And this is all due to a supply shortage and a demand increase. We've got a severe housing problem, shortage. So if there's any developers, calling all developers to Polokwane.
There we go. Come through to Polokwane and my sister, stay in Gauteng. It's like things are not getting better here. But Philip, thank you so much for coming through. That's a broker and owner of Remax, Philip Skuman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.